So let's talk a bit about bootstrapping, because I think not enough people consider it a viable option. And bootstrapping means that you self-fund and scale the business from the revenues from the business and then accelerate pretty much by funding it through the ongoing concern of the business. At some point, you can raise venture debt as you scale out. But it means that at no point did you take institutional or external sources of funding into the business, which means that you probably own a large chunk of the company by the time that something significant happens from an exit perspective. So these are a couple examples of companies, some of which you have heard, some of which you might not know, that bootstrapped completely. I'll start with MicroStrategy, which is a company that I worked with in the dot-com days, started by an MIT grad 2 years out of college with effectively their credit cards maxed out. Conveniently, they had a client that paid them significant money to go build a product. And by the way, let them take the product and then go sell it afterwards. Very nice of the client. So from the get-go, they were actually profitable because the product cost had been zero. It had been paid for by this client. It had the IP and technology, and now they went out and built a sales force to go launch it. It did business intelligence and analyzing large databases for retailers and financial service companies. Michael Saylor, the CEO, never took external funding from day one until the IPO, and at the peak, a $30 billion market cap. He owned 60% of that company, which is why when we lost 72% market value in one day, it's still a Trivial Pursuit question. The person who's lost the most money in a single day ever, including Bill Gates or anybody else, is this guy called Michael Saylor, who lost 60% of $30 billion. It was a rough morning. It's still there. It's actually a $2 billion market cap company. Michael's done fine. It's, I think, 1,000-something employees. Some of its competitors have gone on and sold to Oracle and SAP and other companies. But it's a great story of somebody that started from scratch and built a significant business. GoPro, some of you guys might have the little GoPro camera. Yes? Yeah, one? Couple? GoPro was self-funded with $250,000 from the founder. And he rode that through to IPO last year. He's worth a couple billion dollars now in a very hard space. Right? Consumer electronics is a space that needs a lot of cash just to turn on the Chinese factory to make your products. And he was smart enough to do it in a way that never... He took debt, and he actually had some creative ways in which he actually first scaled out the product, created this kind of unique culture around it from extreme sports, that supported athletes who would wear on top of their helmets while doing crazy stunts. Massive community that got built around GoPro, and now you see people skiing left and right. Actually, I saw a London biker the other day who had it on his bike for safety reasons, just to track in case somebody hit him. Great story about somebody that bootstrapped. It was a very, very hard industry to actually scale without external funding. Craigslist, which was bought by eBay, Gumtree is effectively the eBay clone of Craigslist, but they bought Craigslist in the U.S., it's a horrible interface. It looks like it's 1999 internet, but it's still the primary place in which people just sell and buy products between peer-to-peer. So it was one of the first peer-to-peer marketplaces that actually had scale across the US. They started literally, I think it was a couple. They started in San Francisco, it went crazy, and then eBay bought it for a significant amount of money. Zero external investment, very nice, fun day for those people. And Nordeus, which I'm pretty sure none of you have ever heard about. Have ever you played a game called Top 11? Nope. It's a game in which you create a football team and you manage it virtually. You buy players and you can trade Ronaldo and buy Romario. And it's based in Serbia. And it's probably one of the most unknown startup successes in Europe. Branko, who's the founder, used to work at Microsoft in Denmark, moved back to Serbia and started this company. And there were plenty of VCs trying to give him money. And he said, no, it's fine. I'm doing all right, scale up the business. He's now the largest single employer in Serbia. His game is a top 10 app sports game across the world. It's a private company, but he makes a lot of money, and it's completely owned by him and his co-founder. And it's, I think, in the hundreds of employees now, based on one game. And I think at some point he had actually a full court press from a VC saying, take my money, it'll help you scale out, it's what you need, you'll never succeed without it. And he stuck to his guns and said, no, actually, I think I can build a business without your money. And interestingly, he just hired the head of gaming at Facebook to go run his studio in London. So ironic that the startup then comes back to and hires out the talent from the big company. Branko is Branko hopefully someday will be very, very, very wealthy. And it'll come down to the fact that he had a core focus on what he wanted to do for his users, a core focus on the type of culture and business that he wanted to build. And he was a core focus on doing it without external shareholders that dictated where he went and what he did. And it's ironic that I'm saying this as a VC, but think about bootstrapping if you find the right business model as a viable way to scale a business and maintain control. And there's enough stories behind this of other companies that have actually done decently well as companies that just started and self-fund themselves, okay?